Well, the temperature 6.
You the name of the restaurant.
So hurry on in, you won't have to wait. Pizza Hut, making it great.
It's 8:11, and now a classic 93.7 good time oldie, direct from compact digital disc. Here are the Gentry. The Gentrys and a classic good time oldie from classic 93.7 FM.
Beep, 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 yeah.
It's 8:13. Here's a look at metro traffic with Kevin Plummer.
Thank you, Phil, and good morning. This look at
classic 93.7, Mitch Ryder, Jenny, take a ride. It's 8:19. I'm Phil Parker, and wow, 5 above the, or actually 4 above the current Twin City temp, but that wind chill at minus 35. And a low tonight of 2 below. And things, you'll look fondly back on this at this time tomorrow, because we've got a winter storm watch for tonight. Tomorrow issued free of charge by the National Weather Service. And they say blizzard conditions possible tonight and tomorrow with several inches of snow, et cetera, et cetera. So winter is back in full force. It's 8:20. I'm Phil Parker, and Dan Barrero of the Star Tribune looking at the Vikings this morning. A little movement possible with some of their players.
Yeah, it's actually not an agreement. This is done by the owners. Each team can protect 37 players on their roster, and then the rest of them are free agents, basically, to look around. And, you know, Mike Lynn has talked like he expects there's going to be a lot of movement, but I think it's meaningless, to tell you the truth, Phil, because most of the guys who are unprotected make big bucks in a lot of cases of players that are older and have injury problems, and I just don't expect that there's going to be any widespread movement. I think it's a phony free agency. The owners are trying to make it sound like, hey, we're creating this movement for players. I'll be real surprised if there's much. There'll be a little, but yeah. I think it's no big deal at all.
But they'll put people like Doug Martin on, who it's questionable whether he'll play again, and he's making a ton of money.
Absolutely, and I mean, most teams aren't going to take a chance on somebody like that, and the Vikings know that, so there's no risk. There's really very little risk involved, and chances are he could come back and stay with the team, and they don't have to worry about protecting him.
All right, and well, the Gophers, here we go again with the ranked team coming into Williams Arena.
A broken record. The question is, can they do it again? Ohio State's not bad. In fact, they just knocked off Louisville on the road Sunday. They got a guard named Jay Burson, who's a nice, very nice player. The Gophers, you know, the problem, people were asking me, you know, I've talked to a couple of people, so what's the problem on the road? The problem on the road is basically still, this is a three-man team. I mean, they have to have three guys on all cylinders, Coffee, Willie Burton, and Newbern. They all have to be playing very well, which again points up the fact, Phil, that, I mean, this is not there's not enough talent on this team to win consistently in the league yet. And unless they got all three of those guys working and having very good games, they're not going to win. It's as simple as that.
If nothing else, though, at least fans are getting their money's worth when they do go out to Williams.
Absolutely. Well, the one thing I'll say about these guys is they work.
Yeah.
They play hard. And they try, and I think that is a credit to Haskins. I think he does a good job with that. What Clem still has to prove, I think, is he can get the blue chip recruits in here. And if he can do that, then I think he can turn the corner. But that's the one area where they still have to make some breakthroughs.
All right, and finally, Dan, a defensive struggle last night in college basketball.
Loyola Marymount not shy about putting up the basketball. They scored 181 points last night, and still only won by 31.
Unreal.
They gave up 150. And they took 119 shots in 40 minutes, which, of course, averages out to about 3 shots per minute. And Paul West said, their coach, by the way, was kind of disappointed because they like their offense is set up to take a shot every 4 seconds that they have the ball. So
Unreal.
Think about that a little bit.
Wow. And the final score was what?
The final was 181 to 150.
Wow.
And in fact, Loyola had 94 points at halftime. They almost broke the century mark, you know.
And what's a scary thought now, if the Gophers could score half that many tonight, they'll probably win.
They would be in very good, Mr. Haskins and company would be very satisfied.
All right, Dan, well, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again Friday.
Good enough.
Enjoy the blizzard.
All right, thanks.
It's 8:23, classic 93.7.
All right, let me get this straight. You want to 7
summer fun in February. The Stroh's Winter Carnival Fun Fair on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the St. Paul Civic Center.
It's 8:26, classic 93.7 plays nothing but the good songs for all the times you like to remember. Here's Judy Collins.
Yeah.
Classic 93.7 with a swing of medallions, classic hits, and good time oldies from your Winter Carnival Fun Fair station, KLXK. It's 29 till 9.
A Burns Valley.
Classic 93.7.
Beep, beep, yeah.
It's 23 till 9. Let's go out on the freeways and see how things are going. Here's Metro Traffic with Kevin Plummer.
Thank you, Phil, and good morning. This look at traffic brought to you by Avnet Computer Technologies. Still some hot.
Classic 93.7 with the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the music. It's 18 till 9. I'm Phil Parker, and coming up in just a couple of minutes, economic omens looking good. That on the Dow Jones reports, and also a song from a man who, along with Joe Cocker and Bo Diddley, got to perform for George Bush recently. But first, there was a Georgia man takes his TV commercials, I think, a little too seriously, and he's being held by authorities after he held two hostages at gunpoint Monday and firing two shots. Luckily, nobody hurt. And, well, he was upset with those Domino's Pizza Noid commercials, you know, the little goofy guy, apparently thinking they were aimed at him. His name, Kenneth Lamar Noid.
Making money is mostly unchanged in quiet trading. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Stand at 23.4.